Hello and welcome to PCP. It's Pete Kogel. It's PCP 683. I've got some great music coming up for you in the next hour or so. So let's get started. This is Cayman by Mugala. Start of a podcast. That was Cayman, C-A-I-M-A-N, my Mugala, M-U-R-G-U-L-A, from Catalonia in, well, they might call it Spain, or they might just say the autonomous region of Catalonia. But that's on the Bestiar record label, and that comes from an album that just came out a couple of days ago called Trompettes de la Mort. And it's rather good. It's rather good indeed. So I shall be playing more tracks from them a bit later. There's some nice vocals on there as well. So very much worth listening to. I hope you enjoyed that. And we're going to go straight on with a band who sound like they come from the Congo and sounds like they have connections with the Congo, but they're currently based in Stockholm in Sweden. This is on NYP Records, which I definitely recommend you get yourself over to have a listen to. This is the Dekula Band and a track called Colton Sounds. We'll be right back. There's something so absolutely joyous about African music, and especially the way they have that African guitar. It really gets into my head and makes me want to dance. It's just so good. It's not just the beat. It's that guitar is just really marvellous. It's like, it reminds me of the Four Brothers and bands like that. Just absolutely marvellous stuff. That was the Dekula band, currently based in Stockholm. Not quite sure why they're based in Stockholm. Perhaps because they can't go back to the Congo? Don't know. Anyway, the track is called Colton Sounds. Definitely worth checking that out. That comes from the NYP Records album, Global Rhythms, yes, Volume 4. And there's about six of their albums. And they just appeared recently, and just, I just love it. I'm going to be playing more. So check it out, or just wait here and I'll play the whole lot, the whole damn lot. You never can tell. Marvellous stuff. Right, this podcast comes out on a Friday. Another podcast comes out on a Friday. And the week after that, next Friday, podcasting history will be made, because Mr. Rolly Cutler from the Dark Compass podcast will be producing his 1,000 episodes of Dark Compass. Now, Dark Compass has been going since the end of 2004, would you believe? It is the longest running musical podcast just the longest running musical podcast in the world, really. I don't think any music podcast has been going as long. I don't think any music podcast has had as many episodes. A few of us have tried, or still are trying, but we haven't made it that far. So this is a big milestone. I think it's also the longest running UK podcast. It has been running longer than any other, as I recall. The only other UK podcast that made it to 1,000 episodes was Richard Vobes, and that was a long time ago, and he did that primarily by recording every single day, which Rolly hasn't been doing. That wasn't anything to do with music. So this is a big milestone for music podcasting in general, UK podcasting in specific, and Rolly absolutely specifically. So big hats off to him. I'm not quite sure what he has planned. He may well do it over several different episodes. It may well be a very, very long podcast, but I hope it's going to be a rather marvellous one, and he's going to go back over the years to all the various different sounds and stuff that he plays. So here is a tribute to both Rolly and also my old track of the week, if you like. This is something I first heard on his show, and I played on my show, 189, which is from the 15th of December 2007. This is Fossil Dawn by Jade Leary. Thank you. I love that track. I really love that track. I especially love the bass line. The start of that bass line is so fluid, so liquid, so... I always end up bass, you know, air bassing it. It's just fantastic. Fossil Dawn by Jade Leary out of Montreal in Canada. And as I said, I first played that in PCP 189, the 15th of December 2007. What a long time ago that was. But played first by Mr. Rolly Cutler. And we always like to know about our first plays, don't we? Right, let's move on. This is Snowwalker by Nick R61. That was Snowwalker by Nick R61. I'm not quite sure where he comes from. He might be Russia, but it might be the Ukraine. And I don't want to be too... I imagine if you live in the Ukraine, you don't want to be associated with Russia and vice versa. So that's on the Fusion Net label. Rather good. It comes from an album called Ice Crimea. And that's the Crimea Peninsula. I presume it's Ukraine. So let's just call it as Ukraine, so I presume that's the correct case. But anyway, Snowwalker by Nick R61. I've played some stuff by him before, rather good. Right, have a listen to this. Now this is the sound and I've got a whole webpage that tells me more about this. This is the sound of a US toddler who is releasing her debut electronic music album before she was born. Yes, I did say that. So the US toddler is set to release the record Sounds of the Unborn on the 2nd of April. not the 1st of April, the 2nd of April, and it was created with the help of her parents, Psychic Ills bassist, I thought she might be a psychic, but she's not, she's Psychic Ills bassist Elizabeth Hart and Lee Scratch Perry collaborator Ivan Diaz Mathe, who hooked up a biosonic MIDI device to Hart's stomach and used to collect data. And the album is of a five-hour-long freeform meditations. Yeah, five-hour. And I had a look online. You can buy that album for $23. Yeah. Now, I have a thing about ambient music, as you well know. Because I've played some good ambient music and there is some terrible ambient music out there. And every time I go look for some of the music, I sort of subscribe to an RSS feed for archive.org. And that tells me about all the albums that appear on archive.org as they come out. And a lot of them are ambient. And a lot of them could be created by my left foot, quite honestly, because they are so appalling. I mean, I listened to one of them, and I mean, I've had a go at this myself. I've had a go at it and created some really, you know, dodgy stuff with a sort of a sine wave generator and a couple of phases and all this sort of stuff. And I played an album to myself last week that contained just that, and I thought I could have done this in 10 minutes. So imagine my surprise. Anyway, Vince Millett from Secret Archives also had a look at this, and he was appalled primarily by the bullshit that came out, as I just read, you know, the bullshit about all this. It's just somebody stuck some receivers into someone's stomach and started playing around with the sound. That's all it is. Is it a, what do you call it? What did they call it again? Let's have a little look. What is this? A freeform meditation? No, it's just somebody sampling a bit of sound, faffing about with it in a computer and playing it. In it. That's it. That's all there is to it. Anyway, so that is one thing. Now, have a listen to this. Now, what's that? Now, is that a jazz drummer practicing, doing rim shots on his snare drum? What is it? Do we know what it is? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's a it's a broken air conditioner, and that's been sort of put about on the web. But, you know, broken air conditioner plays a jazz solo. So, which of those two do you prefer? I know what I do. Anyway, let's move on. This is Mad College by Wonderflu. Marvellous stuff. Wonderfully from Paris and France. Picked that up at Bandcamp, and that was a track called Mad College. Where does that come from? That comes from their album Bubblegum. Definitely worth checking that out. They've got a couple of albums out. Definitely worth checking both of them out. Rather good. Rather good. So, let's move straight on with some bit more music. We've got something here now from our old friends Secret Archives of the Vatican. They've got various productions coming out at the moment. They're very prolific at the moment. They are... Vince has been on doing a lot of videos. I think doing certainly a video every day, talking about various stuff. And the fact that nobody seems to sort of subscribe to their stuff or listen to their stuff... is that because I play it here and you hear it here and you don't need to go and listen to it? If that's the case, you're doing something wrong, because I really would like you to go and listen to what they have to listen to, their play rather. And he was only yesterday sort of talking about the fact that it might be a good idea to go back and listen to some back catalogue. And I definitely worth listening to the back catalogue, because there's some what you might call slightly conventional stuff, pre sort of 2009. And then after that, slightly less conventional stuff. Which has become more conventional, if you think about it. I still remember the first time I listened to Remembering Machine in 2009 and thought, what the hell is this? And it is, you know, it was ahead of its time. And a lot of the stuff that you're going to listen to from Secret Archives is going to be ahead of its time, or parallel to its time, or in a different time altogether. But anyway, this is a track called Svartalfa by Secret Archives of the Vatican. interesting stuff, isn't it? It really is. That's Secret Archives of the Vatican from their new album Halls of Stone. And that was a track called Svartalfar or Svartalfar. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it, and I'm not even sure Vince does, but there you go. That's on Broken Drum Records, of course. Check that out, and they're from Croydon, the Cronks in England. Right, now you may well know that I've been involved with the Grassroots Music Network, which is just over a year old in its website formation, but it's been thought about for a long, long than that. So Neil March and Sue Arichin came together in the coffee assembly area of the RSA, the Royal Society for Arts and Commerce, and I went along with Mr. Clitheroe about at the end of January last year, 2020, and met them doing a quick chat about wanting to create a space for grassroots music people to collaborate. And we got together and we've created the website, and it's called Grassroots Music Network.org. Go check it out. I put together the website with lots of input from various different people, and Sue in particular is putting together most of the content onto the website, and Neil seems to be sort of producing most of the content on the website. So between the three of us, we have sort of given birth to this rather nice thing. And now Neil in particular has been championing best practice in the music industry, and also sort of calling out bad practice in the music industry. So here's a snippet. I've deliberately edited this down, but this is an edited version of what came out on his last Trust the Doc radio show, which goes out on Exile FM and is also available for a podcast for 7 days. So have a listen to Neil talking about, well, bad practice, really.
Sue and I have had a busy couple of days. The kind of fallout, if you like, from the article that Toby and I wrote last week for Freshen the Net, where we gave out a whole load of advice about a number of things, but in particular a bit of a focus on how to avoid wasting money on fake pluggers and scammers and doing pay-to-play gigs and stupid policies, etc., etc. And we've had since then an outpouring, really, of stories from people in the independent music sector about all the terrible things that have happened to them. And in particular, one pretty shocking story about somebody who's not just stitching up the local circuit where he lives, but operating some of the worst, most cynical pay-to-play policies that we've seen. So watch that space on that one. But a lot of stuff going on with the Grassroots Music Network, and I've been asking people to both to follow the Grassroots Music Network and also to retweet the pinned tweet on my page.
So very much interesting stuff. There are clearly some people out there that, you know, their first thought when it comes to musicians is how to make money. And their second thought when it comes to it is how to make money. And guess what their third thought is? Yeah. So, you know, at a time when the PRS just recently produced a report that said they wanted to charge musicians for playing their own music to their own fans via a stream from their own homes. And you just think that is just ridiculous. But there you go. There's possibly a reason why I spend most of my time working with Creative Commons licensed musicians, because they are not in it primarily for money. They're in it primarily for, well, I suppose perhaps they should be in it for money, because perhaps they need money. But I mean, a lot of them are just doing it because they just love what they do, and getting paid is nice. But it would be nice if a lot more of them got paid. But you know, that's why I like Bandcamp, and name your own price or pay what you like would be always a good thing. But anyway, so there are clearly some bad practices out there, especially in the case of gigging, which of course is not gigging at the moment. But when it comes back, wouldn't it be nice to get rid of the pay-to-play, you know, thing? Why would anybody want to pay to have their friends come along and watch you? A lot of these things seem to be the vendor just has their venue available. The promoter comes along, books a slot. Maybe he changes hands with some money, I'm not sure, but probably not at that moment in time. Books a slot, and then the band has to pay him to put it on and they have to pay for the tickets, which they then sell, and he takes money, and then they take a margin on top of that. And then after they hit a certain threshold, where does the rest of the money go? You would thought it could go to the band, but I think in a lot of these cases, the surplus, if you sell more tickets than you need to break even, I think it goes to the promoter. So it's just basically the band is the worst off from the whole thing, and that is not what it should be all about. There should be a much more beneficial spread for the artists, and I know Neil is particularly keen to stamp out this practice. So he's on a bit of a mission. And I'm there to support him as part of the Grassroots Music Network. So let's see if we make any progress. And I will keep you posted if names can be mentioned and people can be brought down, because that is always a good thing. Right, enough of that. Let's move on. We're going to go over now to Nairobi in Kenya. Another one from NYP Records. To tell you, I love their stuff. This is by Mose Drumist. This is the Village Cuts dub mix of... how do I pronounce this? Ndakhunchama. Yes. We'll be right back. And it does help my pronunciation if somebody actually says the title of the track several times before it ends. So that was Nakun Chama by Village Cuts Dub by Mose Drumist from Nairobi in Kenya on NYP Records. So definitely worth checking that out. Marvellous. Let's move on. Let's have something from an artist called VBS, based out of Poland, I think. I picked this up at StoryAmp, and the track is called Dandelion Fluff. Gets everywhere, you know. That was VBS, based out of Poland, and a track called Dandelion Fluff, which is just makes me laugh. This makes me laugh. Anyway, I'm going to move on to another track now. This is by Ancient Astronauts. I've been playing a few things from them recently. I love this. They're based out of Cologne in Germany. I got that sent to me by RDX Promo, which is rather nice of them. This track features C. Wine Nalakuala, was a great name, and the track is called Ghetto Youth Never Give Up.
Ghetto Youth Nama Topo Wane Wankuba Dembe Lange Kunyi Ganza Chensa Wabu Tapowa Ghetto Youth Chomulilo Togu Zikiza Kwe Kwanya Ringi Okpo Chawulie Walye Chizikiza. Ghetto youth never give up, no matter how the pressure you them fight you, me sing say never give up. Ghetto youth never put down the fire, that a real thingy fire, born fi make you wire. Chegalo tunule mu ghetto, abantu babo nabo no muli abakulu abamu nabato. People got no way fi settle, just
to get that chito bread a massima de mafi fight your battle. Now you're the sakara kwewe ise bubi yore ye mbe la kyo ita mwele kuyiso bubi. Bela muku mate bela muku muku bela keka sela kenyini akamala wechi. Geto yuta matopo wane wanku batembe lange kunyi ganza chesa wabu tapowa. Geto yucho mulilo toku zikiza kwe kwanya ringi okocha ulie walie chizikiza. Geto yuta never give up no matter how the pressure you dem fight you missing say never give up. Geto yuta never put down the fire that a real bingi fire but fi make you higher. Kama kasela kokabuna bisagala po bakuli mberimbe bakukoze senso vi. Ya ule chilunji kuchibi kubabuli woita wabela we chilunji nechibi. Na yenda wabuli mbabunji wamuno utamanya no kubuza buziwa na kukunji. Buziwe misango bunji ze chesa bate waisabu vimu maso ja kubabulunji. Geto yutu na matopo wane wanku batembe lange kunyi ganze chesa wabu tapowa. Geto yucho mulilo toku zikiza kwe kwanya ringi okocha ulie walie chizikiza. Geto yutu never give up no matter how the pressure you dem fight you missing say never give up. Geto yutu never put down the fire that a real bingi fire but fi make you higher. Never let money change you. Stay positive and never let the wicked people trick you. Talking is a simbi kuchusa never kukose salwa simbi masotia kwenyusa. Chengusa wabela nempisa evyen sidia kukondela wobango tate mwechisa. Panjimbala babote bali na chisanga watu detima mumaso tebali na mikisa. Geto yutu na matopo wane wanku batembe lange kunyi ganza chesa wabu tapowa. Geto yucho mulilo toku zikiza kwe kwanya ringi okocha ulie walie chizikiza. Geto yutu never give up no matter how the pressure you dem fight you missing say never give up. Geto yutu never put down the fire that a real bingi fire but fi make you higher.
So that was C. Wine Nalukalala on vocals and Ancient Astronauts on the rest. Cologne in Germany is where you'll find them. That was a track called Ghetto Youth Never Go Up. Marvellous, marvellous stuff. I've been playing quite a bit of them and I quite enjoy them. Marvellous. Right, I've got one last track. I'm going to play one more and then I'm going to bugger off. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I will be back next week. Next week will be a bit of a special. I'm going to go back in time and rediscover and reinterpret something that happened 10 years ago. I won't say any more than that, but it's one of my favourite podcasts that I listen to occasionally. And it happened 10 years ago, and it is in association with a few of my mates. But I'll say no more than that. You can find out next week what it's all about. But it was rather good at the time, and it's still rather good now. So I shall leave you with Mechanical Mythnomania, which is a great title for a track. This is the Mitoma and Welldroid remix by an artist originally called J. Frank, who's based out of Rome in Italy. This comes out in Section 27. I think this comes from the second remix album of work done by Mitoma and Welldroid. So there's got a couple of remixes on different record labels. Section 27 is the one that came out on this one. So I shall leave you with that, and I shall be back in another week or so, as I said, with a retrospective of something that happened 10 years ago, and it was rather good. So until then, I'll see you soon, folks.
Yeah, we're just on the last track. That was absolutely stunning, Codge. Really good show. In fact, it's just finished. Oh, and you don't... No, you don't back announce anything at the end, do you? Great, though. Lovely. Thank you.
PC Podcast.
Oh, it does, but my phone actually cuts the audio on the Bluetooth. Damn!